Audible Frontiers presents The Sands of Mars, written by Arthur C. Clarke, narrated by Traber Burns. Preface. The Sands of Mars, my first full-length novel, was written in the late 1940s, when Mars seemed very much farther away than it is today. Reading it again after a lapse of many years, I am agreeably surprised to find how little it has been dated by the explosive developments of the space age. True, there are a few technical concepts which are slightly outmoded. Readers may get some amusement trying to spot them. And there is perhaps rather more explanation of fundamentals than is strictly necessary in these enlightened times. But there is very little indeed that I would change if I were writing this story today. It was one of the first science fiction novels about Mars to abandon the romantic fantasies of Percival Lowell, Edgar Rice Burroughs, C.S. Lewis, and Ray Bradbury, four gentlemen I admire greatly, though not necessarily for the same reasons. By the 1940s, it was already certain that the planet's atmosphere was far too thin to support higher animals of the terrestrial type, and what little there was of it contained no oxygen. There could be no Martian princesses, alas. And when human beings reached the red planet, they would not be able to walk on its surface without breathing aids. The chief problem I faced in writing this novel was therefore that of making Mars interesting and exciting despite these limitations, or, if possible, because of them. The brilliantly successful Mariner 4 mission has shown that the atmospheric pressure on Mars is even lower than had been generally assumed. We may need spacesuits there, not merely breathing masks. Apart from this, and the unexpected, by everyone except Clyde Tombaugh, discovery of extensive cratering, there has been no major change in our picture of the planet. Above all, the question of Martian life is still entirely open. In their well-known paper, A Search for Life on Earth at Kilometer Resolution, Carl Sagan and his colleagues used meteorological satellite photographs to show that Mariner 4 could not possibly have detected life even on the well-populated Earth. Still less could it do so on Mars, where we do not know what we are looking for. We will have to land before we can tell whether there is anyone at home next door. And even then, we may not be sure for quite a long time. One space scientist has already quoted this book to make precisely this point. The land area of Mars is greater than that of Asia, Africa, and the Americas combined. Its exploration will take decades, if not centuries. Nevertheless, many of the mysteries that have tantalized generations of men are now rushing toward their solution. Before this story is twice its present age, we will have robot explorers dotted all over Mars, and a little while later, men will be preparing to join them. Arthur C. Clarke, London, August 1966.